Saw you on the telly on the weekend. Were you up there on the Gold Coast? Tell us about the footy over the weekend.
Well, Port Adelaide won't gain a hell of a lot out of this game other than Ollie Wines getting another 3 votes and a bit of confirmation that Connor Rosie is back in a bit of form.
Yep.
So it was pretty much a confidence-boosting day for the Port players, or as Neil Craig would say, a lick the ice cream day where just everyone can go and run around and get plenty of the ball and kick goals. Gold Coast were terrible. They got not a lot happening in their forward line. Their team lacks accountability. Port were just running through like a training drill. You know how they do the pressure rating, which I know you're not a big fan of, but Port, they needed to extend the pressure rating to a lower level because Gold Coast were that poor. They were just not having any influence on the Port Adelaide team.
So on the TV, it was going off the screen, was it?
To the left.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like where they... Mm. Jared Healy thinks you should just put a witch's hat there because that's how much pressure you're putting on. You're moving as much as a witch's hat.
Right.
Spoke to a few people up in the Gold Coast because I got there early around the ground. They reckon there's big issues at this football club at the moment. Not a happy camp. Stewie Jew's certainly under the pump with their performance. Historically, in second halves of the year, they've really dropped away. Stewie said pre-game that they need to change that and have a good second half of the year. Well, they had the bye 2 weeks ago. Last week against Freo, they were terrible. Against Port, they were terrible. I don't know what's happening up there, but they are under the pump. And if they continue like this, they will lose more of their gun young players and go backwards even greater than what they are at the moment. They are a very, very young side, the Gold Coast. They shouldn't be. They get more draft picks than ever before, than anyone in the competition, and they can't put it all together. So something is wrong with that football club at the moment.
Well, with the pressure on,
and they need
on,
to do something about
with
it.
With the pressure on for a team in Tassie, now Darwin's put its hand up, wants to have a team as well. I can see the AFL having to make a real hard call here and actually just fold this club. They're going to struggle to get membership. You just said they're going to struggle to keep
funnily
players
enough,
and
I've
get
actually
players.
Got record membership, but that could be...
Yeah, but what is it? How many?
18,000, up from 16,000. But, that you know, there could be reasons for that, Dits. I'm not saying that's going to save them.
How many were at the game? Do you know the crowd?
I don't know. Maybe 7,000 or 8,000, maybe.
So where's their 18,000 members?
Well, Porter got 60,000, 50,000, because of the Crows, and we've been getting 30,000. So, but the on-field performance is the main thing, and it's terrible.
Mm.
So they got a bit to sort out. On the flip side for Port Adelaide, there was a couple of negatives. Robbie Gray played his 250th, and has got a medial ligament strain, minimum of a month. They've got to get that scanned properly. That could be a lot longer than that. He had a massive brace on afterwards, so and he was really struggling to walk. So fingers crossed for Robbie Gray. We've got a great lot of respect for him for what he's done on the field and off the field, and also Lachie Jones, who's had injury troubles this year. A gun young player. He was interviewed coming out of the scan yesterday.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Hopefully no longer than 3 or 4 weeks, but that's on the positive side. So if not, let's deal with it. It is what it is.
So he's only 18 or 19, Lockie. Gun kid, absolute gun kid. I reckon he'll be a star in the future. He's already had his left hammy jagged this year, and he's had an ankle injury, so he's not having a good year. But you don't like young kids doing hamstrings twice in 1 year, not a good sign at all.
Am I allowed to say how, you know, I helped you on the weekend with your boundary riding or not?
Yeah.
Just so people understand how the world works. So
that's
I'm
how
standing,
diligent I am.
I'm standing, I've got a hamburger in one hand and a can of beer in the other.
I didn't know
because I'm standing on the hill at the Nairn Oval in 0 degrees and it's raining and my phone rings and it's Roo and I'm thinking, but Roo's on the boundary of the, you know, Gold Coast game. Mm. Has Lockie Jones done his hamstring before? Hang on, I'll Google it for you. Hang on, I'll ring you back. So I've had to put the hamburger down and the beer down. I've Googled it, and I'll ring you back. Yes, and he did his ankle against Carlton in round 3. Right, thanks for that. And then next minute, his boundary rider report. Yes, Lockie Jones has done his hamstring previously. So,
hey, tell the truth. You didn't tell me about the ankle.
No, nah, I got
the hamstring.
Yeah, I know.
He gave me half the story.
Anyway, glad help. That's how we work. That's
we're a team.
We're joined at the hip.
7 days a week.
Yeah.